The demand for at-home COVID tests has surged along with the Omicron variant. And this week, the Biden administration will require health insurers to reimburse people for at-home tests. But it's not always clear which test you should get. Matt Herper is here to help. He's with our partners at Stat News. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, Matt. So you spoke with Boston-based pediatrician Mariana Parker about all of this. Right before Christmas, she used 5 COVID rapid tests and 3 PCR tests. They were all negative for her, but her husband eventually tested positive. Tell us about her experience.
Dr. Parker is really emblematic of a lot of people that we talk to in reporting this, where a lot of people are fairly convinced that they've been exposed and are not testing positive on the rapid test in their experience. Now, some of those people may have a cold or something, but there's kind of this worry out there that are these catching this? And there was a study that came out last week that was worrisome for some of the uses people are using rapid tests for. We don't, most of us, have access to antigen tests that we can take every day. And we certainly don't have access to PCRs that we can take every day.
You mentioned this study earlier this month. A small 30-patient study raised doubts about how much at-home rapid antigen tests can actually detect the Omicron variant in the early days of infection. What exactly did researchers uncover?
So in that study, they happened to have this group of 30 patients who were getting both the really sensitive PCR test and the antigen tests every day. And what they found was there was a really consistent in that group lag between the PCR and the rapid test, and that they actually had 4 cases of transmission out of those 30 people that they were able to find. So that raised a lot of concerns. Now, certainly if you're going to get a test because you're feeling sick, you know, if that test tells you that you have COVID, these tests work very well for that. But the question is, in some of these other uses, some researchers are wondering if that's different for this new variant, if we need to be a little more careful and if they're not as much of a layer of safety as some people hoped.
I also want to go back to some of the basics here. One of the researchers you spoke to pointed out that rapid antigen tests are not tests of infectiousness. Can you explain that? Can you remind us the difference between an antigen test and a PCR test?
Sure. An antigen test looks for the proteins that coat the virus, and they're somewhat different proteins for each of the antigen tests. PCR takes a sample and makes lots and lots of copies of genetic material, either RNA or DNA, that's in the sample. And so if there is RNA from this virus, this is an RNA virus, you find it even if it's at a pretty low level. And so PCR is a very sensitive test, and you can really trust the results. The antigen tests are by design less sensitive. In fact, the head of the device division at the FDA said these are not tests of infectiousness, that is not how the FDA views them.
Okay, Matt, bottom line, if it's true that at-home rapid tests are less accurate in the early days of infection, should we still be using them?
Yes, because when they detect a positive, that's a positive. And if you get a negative result, it doesn't mean you don't have COVID. That's the big message here, is that the tests are useful. They're important. We don't want to go back to only having PCR, but maybe sometimes we're asking a little too much of them.
That's Matt Herper with our partners at Stat News, the health and medicine publication. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.